Holiday travel this week is expected to rebound to near pre-pandemic levels. WAMU's transportation reporter Jordan Pascal is here to break down what's happening on the roads, in the sky, and yes, at the gas pump. Jordan, welcome.
Hey, Jonathan. Happy Thanksgiving week.
Happy Thanksgiving to you as well. So why are so many more people traveling this year?
Well, if you think about it, this is the first really big family holiday where everyone has the chance to be vaccinated. Young and old alike are at least partially vaccinated against the coronavirus. So analysts at Auto Club AAA say they expect a 13% increase in travel over last year. An estimated 53 million people are heading out, which is just a hair below pre-pandemic levels. COVID cases are also about half of what they were compared to last year, which is leading to increased confidence. But one potential wrinkle for families with young kids, ages 5 to 11, they won't be fully immunized until early December, which could play a factor for families who've played it really safe during the pandemic.
Yeah, I fall into that category. My children are ages 6 and 9, and we are still having a pretty small Thanksgiving. All right, let's turn to gas prices. I've been driving around seeing those prices up at $3.35, $3.50 even a gallon. Is that going to keep more people home?
AAA says no. They say nearly 9 in 10 people who are traveling this year will drive. But you're right about prices. Gas prices were recently at an 8-year high. It's gone down a bit now to about $3.49 a gallon on average. But that's compared to about $2.20 a gallon last year. So if you think about filling up a 15-gallon tank, it'll cost about $20 more than it did last year. But AAA says people have really this big pent-up demand for travel and visiting family, so they're likely to trim their budget elsewhere, like eating out less or spending less on hotels. And anecdotally, I headed out of town last Thursday for a wedding, and traffic on I-95 felt very much like pre-pandemic levels, so I can't imagine what this week is going to be like.
Oh, boy. All right. People who are flying out of National Airport are going to have a different experience with a new security area opening this month. So what can folks expect there?
Well, it's going to be busy. Air travel is expected to increase 80% compared to last Thanksgiving. And like you said, those flying out of DCA may want to build in just a little bit extra time to navigate those new security setups. It's for terminals B and C, where American, Delta, United, and JetBlue fly out of. The airport opened these two new security halls earlier this month, and they really change up the process of getting to your gate. We've got some more information and maps and a video walkthrough. You can search for DCA security on dcs.com if you want to know more. But the TSA says they expect lines to move faster and smoother with these new screening lanes. They say they're also staffed and ready for Thanksgiving, so that's a good thing. Now, if you're flying out of Terminal A, where Southwest flies, there are no major changes for you there. And one last reminder, masks are still required in airports and train stations and public transit through at least January 18th.
All right, let's talk about public transit for a second. For those who haven't taken Metro in a while, but may have family or friends coming to town that might use Metro, what should they expect?
Well, Metro's still really hobbled right now, and it's going to be that way through the end of the year. Last month, the Metro Rail Safety Commission ordered Metro to sideline its largest group of trains, the newest 7000 series. After one of those trains derailed, they're still being inspected for wheel issues. So Metro only has a select group of its older trains. Trains are only running every 12 minutes on the red line, every 20 minutes on the green and yellow lines, and every 24 minutes on the blue, orange, and silver lines. Like I said, it's going to be that way through the end of the year. My best advice is to check rail departure times before you head to the station. You can do that at Metro's website or use an app like Metro Hero, which gives real-time information about where trains are. But with those potentially long wait times and transfer times, you know, maybe pick up your friends and family that are unfamiliar with the system if you don't want to start off the holidays with a headache.
All right, that was WAMU's transportation reporter Jordan Pascal on Thanksgiving travel mayhem. Hopefully it won't be that bad for you. But Jordan, thanks for the update.
Thank you.